Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. In Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse number 1, the Bible instructs, "Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man. If there be any that execute judgment, that seeketh truth, and I will pardon it." In the New Testament, that same admonition for men is expressed in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse number 13, where Paul looked out over the church at Corinth and he said, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men." In other words, act like men. Be strong, he says. Now, today we're considering a particular phrase that is utilized by the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 17 with this concept in mind, that every leader in the Lord's church must bear the marks of his master. In fact, every man will bear the mark of his master. But in particular case of Christianity, that mark can be a tough mark to bear. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 17, Paul would say, "From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." Now, like we said, everyone bears a mark. Everyone is a marked person. Now, some people are marked by their habit in speech. There have been plenty of times I have traveled to different places other than Texas and Oklahoma, and it's amazing that people will, after a short conversation, will say to me, "You're not from around here, are you?" You see, our speech, like the disciples being Galileans, gave them away. And so all of us are marked, either in our speech, sometimes in our walk, or sometimes our gestures might give us away. The manner of words that we utilize are items that will give us away. Criminals in prison are marked by their stripes, and oftentimes even by their tattoos. Sailors and soldiers in uniform are marked by an insignia of some type to indicate their rank. Cattle on the range are branded. In the New Testament, the Bible speaks of a branding that takes place, a mark that is indelibly placed upon the child of God. Now, in the text that we're talking about, the word in Galatians 6 and 17 for the idea of mark, "I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." That word is from a particular Greek word, which is stigmata. And it means a branding that indicates ownership. You see, there is an ownership. Paul was saying to these Galatians who had quizzed him and questioned his apostleship, and he finally had had enough of it, and he said, "Listen, don't bother me anymore about this. I can take off my shirt, and you can see the marks of the body of Jesus, or the marks of my master on my body." And so every one of us bear the marks of our master. Now, it's interesting to me that Jesus has a particular mark. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse 26 through 28, he would say to his disciples at that point, after talking to them about the way that the Gentiles ruled, he said, "But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for the many." There is the mark of Jesus that should be borne by all New Testament Christians, but especially, my friends, by leaders. Think about how Paul expresses this in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10, "that I may know him, the power of his resurrection. By the way, that would be a symbolic phrase representing the idea of baptism. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 21, Romans chapter 6 verses 3 and 4. But it's not just about our initial obedience to the gospel, but he says he also desired to know the fellowship of his sufferings. And he said through that, being made conformable unto his death. So not just dying, but dying on a cross. No wonder our Lord Jesus would say in Luke chapter 9 and verse number 23, he said to all of them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, excuse me, and take up his cross daily and follow me. Christianity is a religion of daily death. The Bible is a bloody book. It has blood from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to Revelation chapter 22. And its most powerful blood ever shed was the blood of the Son of God. Now, in order to be a leader in the Lord's church, remember, we're talking about leadership 101. A few good men is what God is looking for. What kind of man, what kind of leader will you be in the Lord's church? Listen to Peter as he talks to his fellow elders. He says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. And then he gives them instruction on how they ought to live, that their concept that they should feed the flock which is among you, taking the oversight, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. You know, it's interesting in the context of our initial passage in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 17, that the Bible says there, but God forbid that I should glory, this is verse number 14, that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto them. It is the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:18 who said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And then in verse number 31, as he is wrapping up that particular point that he's making, he says, that he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 2, he said, I determined to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and, notice this, him crucified. You see, if we're going to be true leaders in the kingdom of God today, then we must bear the marks of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My friends, God is looking for a few good men in his church today. This is Rick Popejoy, your host, wishing you a blessed day.